You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
That's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements. As always, I'm joined on the line by Otto 1890's David Shapiro to take a look at markets and see what to make of them. Uncle David, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. I think all the news out of today has to be that the gold price, as it currently stands as well, below $4,000 a fine ounce.
Yeah, well, that's the bad news. The good news is that oil's coming down, so you can choose your poison.
I'll take the oil price coming down.
Well, the oil price is coming down dramatically on, you know, the prospect of the opening up of the Straits of Hormuz, and ships are starting to flow through there. So I think we've seen, you know, quite a heavy fall in oil, and that's had consequences in other markets outside of us. But remember, gold was the metal that drove our market up last year, you know, and it reached something like, 5,300 when the fighting broke out in Iran. And it's now, as you say, 4,000. That's, 20% down. And the problem is that gold shares are more highly geared than 20% to the gold price. So we've seen a massive fall in them. In fact, platinum's come down more than gold. And a platinum was 2,800 when America attacked Iran. It's now 1,700. So that's the downside of it. But, you know, in the long run, that's what you get with gold and platinum. It's nothing new historically to see these kind of movements. But I think if we look through that, Jimmy, you know, if with oil coming down the line, it has to have some impact on inflation. I'm talking negative inflation or prices coming down and just help the consumer here. You know, so I'm more inclined to look at the oil price, you know, rather than worry about the gold price.
Uncle David, let's look into that oil price in a bit more detail. I had a quick look at a chart whilst you were telling us about that. 16 weeks ago, yep, was the last time we saw the oil price at this level, February of this year. Since March, yep, we have been above $75 a barrel. Now, yes, we haven't got written confirmation from both parties that the peace deal is in effect. We know we're anticipating that this deal will be wrapped up anytime soon, but the market very, very clear in its movements that they expect this deal to go ahead and that this is what is best for the market.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, I think the market is anticipatory. It's very smart. I mean, you get it's a combination of a huge number of people sharing their views. And you've got American, what's a WTI, West Texas, down below 70. And Brent, the last time I looked, just 73.5. And heading towards where we were before the war. Yes, we've got this interim period, which is going to cause a little bit of problems. But I mean, down the line, if things do stabilize, it's going to have a big impact. We're seeing it, you know, and you already, Jimmy, you see it play out. I've been looking at the European market, and one of the areas of our market that was up today, remember, gold and platinum shares came under a lot of pressure, but the area of the market that was up are our big foreign listed industrials, AB InBev, Richemont, a luxury goods company, British American Tobacco, Process and Aspis up, which was good to see. And you know, business like MTN and Vodacom and so on, those that are geared to consumer spending and, you know, not necessarily in South Africa. So that's the good news. The markets there are responding. I looked at luxury goods now in Europe as well. It's an area that's been hurt and taken down by concerns about high oil prices and spending and the end of travel, or people not traveling, or no tourists and so on. And that's reversing as well. So the market's looking ahead. I would expect, if this continues, that we will start to see our consumer side, the consumer side of our market, finding some kind of bottom and picking up from there. As we look ahead, as we look forward to rates perhaps stabilizing, coming down. It'd be very silly, if I may say so, you know, for the Reserve Bank now to keep raising rates against this kind of backdrop. I hope someone's listening there with a little more sense.
We will definitely pass the message on, Uncle David, and I'm sure they'll listen to you. Speaking of the central bank and speaking of those decisions, we know that from a central bank perspective, locally and internationally, a lot of the rates conversations happen from a longer term perspective. Yeah. Given that we have been in the midst of this war for a little over 4 months, how much of the inflation conversation has been priced in, and perhaps how much of it still needs to filter into the market? And could that be why central banks might be a bit hesitant to cut rates so soon?
I think they've, you know, they've also got to think ahead. I know that they're very data dependent and driven by, you know, their academic view on, well, their views on monetary policy, and they know a lot more than I do. But I think, you know, what was interesting, just reflecting on what you're saying, our yields are coming down. Our bond yields, the long bond yields, are actually down and performing very well. I'm talking about our 10-year bond yields and that. I thought they would be under a bit of pressure. I was a little shaken by Kevin Warsh, you know, the Fed governor last week when he gave his talk, and, you know, he's re-looking at a whole lot of areas that influence their decisions, also taking a hawkish stand. And I thought there would be more impact in the market. And I think we've kind of dismissed it and said, okay, he's going for price stability, you know, which is a an area which is very important in America at the moment. I'm watching the primary elections, or the Democratic Party's primary elections, and a lot of it is around affordability. And all that the consumer wants is you know, are stable prices. So I'm quite happy with the way that oil prices are performing, and I would expect it to start to reflect on our market sentiment as well, if it can hold. You know, you never know with Trump and Rand, you never know what can happen tomorrow. But I think he's been tamed, and I think this deal will take place.
I hope that part of the conversation is not heard by one President Donald Trump, because we don't know how he'll respond to that. For now, we'll take the win. That is markets looking a little more improved despite commodity prices coming down significantly. We'll have to wait and see what this means for markets going into the rest of the week. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Otto 1890's David Shapiro joining us to reflect on markets, some of the big movers on the day, and what might be driving them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.